let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Onanta Forbes, who joins us each week to discuss some of the travel news and travel trends. You can follow her adventures on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. You're in Antigua, I understand.
That is correct. So the beautiful island of Antigua, lovely to spend Christmas in the Caribbean. Can't complain at all. Beautiful sunshine, beautiful beaches. Warm weather. So Santa was good to me.
Yeah, I guess so. You must have been very good all year. And yeah, I've spent a couple of Christmases in the Caribbean. It is a unique experience to be able to go to the beach on Christmas Day.
It is. It's beautiful. There's definitely a charm to it. Absolutely. Being in the Caribbean, you have to slow down, right? You have to enjoy the environment that you're in. A lot of places are closed because they too need to enjoy their Christmas Day and Boxing Day. But I thought I'd start our chat today with how I got here. So we flew via Toronto. We had lots of connection time, so no issues running from gate to gate. I do have to say that it is still, some not challenges, but in travel, there's always, it doesn't always flow smoothly. Not that we had any bad hiccups, but for an example, like we had to wait to be allowed to land in Antigua because the day before they were very proud to say that they welcome an impressive 51 flights, and that included international flight, regional flights, and private charters. We arrived the next day on the 22nd. So, even though they had an impressive number, they weren't quite ready for all the planes and all the passengers that arrived. So our plane had to circle for at least 45 minutes to an hour before we were able to land. And then when we got, lined up for customs, it was a lengthy time in that lineup. So it was 2 hours. So if I could suggest, there is a fast track program that you can sign up for before you even depart your home city. And I would maybe suggest it. Maybe because we were in Christmas time, it was a holiday and it's just a busy time of year anyway. Their customs, they said some of their customs people called in sick, their air traffic was short staffed. So just keep that in mind when you travel, because there's still, I don't know if it's fallout from COVID still, but there's still challenges with regards to just landing sometimes and getting through customs. So nothing that was earth-shattering, but pack your patience.
We always say that, don't we? I was going to say that. What's the phrase we always say? Pack your patience.
Yeah.
Especially during the holiday season.
Yeah. You do end up getting to know the people in lineup very well, and you get punch drunk, and you just kind of like...
Make some new friends.
Yeah, that's it.
So now where are you staying, and what have you done so far?
Right. So we are staying at one of the properties of Elite Island Resort. It's called Hammock Cove, and it's located on the Atlantic coast. It's very near, within walking distance, of one of the attractions of Antigua, where it is Devil's Bridge. So it's quite amazing just to see the how the water over the years has shaped this limestone. A huge attraction. The property itself, it's very clean, very contemporary. It is an adults only property. It's not a couples only property, but all the villas are identically fitted the same way and outrigged the same way. So they all have a king size bed. There's no roll away and such. So if you're gonna come with a friend, you make sure it's a good friend. that king size bed is gonna be, it's a big bed. It's, there's lots of room and everything.
Or get your own place.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So it has like a tri-level pool deck. So when you, like, our deck area has seating area. You can have, like, you know, snacks out there. It's a fully stocked bar. We do have a pool that you can cool off with, full loungers that you can just enjoy. So if you decide that you just want some, you know, quiet time, you don't have to go to the beach of the, you know, of the property or the pools of the property. You can just enjoy your own space. It has a Michelin trained chef, lots of beautiful, like places to sit. Like one of the things 15 years ago, I went to another part of the Elite Island Resort change. It's called Galley Bay in Antigua. And it had these Adirondack chairs that you can just sit and just enjoy the trade winds and enjoy your beverage and just, and they have it here as well. So very definitely a wonderful place to relax. It is a quiet hotel, so don't expect like a disco or karaoke or anything like that. But if you are looking for just a slower pace, this is the place to be. There's no check-in desk, so all the details are handled in the villa upon arrival by your ambassador. So it's really quite nice. One of the nice things, it's not that old, this property. It's built in 2019. So it is really kind of like a magnet for seasoned travelers who's, there's not a lot of phones out there or, you know, or people looking to connect or to capture contact for social media. Age demographic ranges, like from honeymooners to people that have been here many times before. So maybe a more mature clientele in some cases. So just so you know about how many properties they have Pineapple Beach Club, the Veranda, which is within 10 minutes of this property here, Galley Bay, and then Hammock Cove. And they also operate, and those are all adults only. And then they also operate St. James Club and Villas, which is, it's a family rent, a friendly, all-inclusive resort. So you have a choice when you choose Elite Island Resort. So very nice. And then the rooms, as I had mentioned, they're all fitted out the same area. They're quite big, like 1,080 square feet.
Wow.
You can have waterfront or water view and identical open layout. It's anchored by that king size bed I told you about, overlooking a private lanai and private plunge pool. And there's 10 additional villas that are still under construction and they plan to open in January 2025. So, opportunity to come, because right now there's 42 villas. So it's as I say, not big, but very intimate and beautiful. Yeah.
Well, 1,000 square feet, that's a small apartment or a medium-sized apartment.
Actually, you know, that's
you got a lot of space there.
Yeah, it's actually a very good comment because, like, you should see the shower area. So there's two shower stalls within the whole shower unit. So it encompasses the whole back wall or the side wall of the bathroom. Double sinks. You can do a lot in that bathroom. It's huge.
We'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, it's not an all-inclusive though, right?
It is.
Oh, it is an all-inclusive. Okay.
Yes, it is. Yeah, it is. All their properties are all-inclusive. Yes, yes.
Oh, nice. That even makes it better.
Mm-hmm. It does. So, you know, the food is really quite lovely as well. Very curated by the chef who is an Italian transplant and who operates, who has operated like Michelin star Italian kitchens before, being in the Caribbean. So you're going to enjoy, like tonight, we're going to have lobster night and Monday night is sushi night. And then the, you know, for Christmas, it was a 7-course meal. So, you can enjoy the ambiance of dressing up a little bit and going to the lighthouse for dinner. They do also have like you don't have to dress up this much in the Irina's Bistro. It's like an open air lobby restaurant. And during the day, it serves burgers and sandwiches and salads. And then, at night you can have like again, pizza, very low key if you want, you know, so, cause sometimes you just don't, you just want to have something. I'm going to use the word normal, but you know, something that you would have at home kind of thing.
Yeah.
You
didn't have, yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Antigua is not a big island, is it? Like, it's easy to explore, right?
Very, very easy to explore. Like, if you want nightlight, you know, from here, you'd have to head into the capital of St. John, which is about a 30-minute, car ride. But most travelers to this resort aren't here for that. They just want to take in a select few of the islands, the 365 beaches, or explore the British colonial landmarks like Betty's Hope Plantation or Nelson's Dockyard. The island itself is only 14 miles wide and 12 miles long. So you're right. Yeah. Very, very, very quiet.
Very intimate, as they say.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it. As I mentioned earlier, it is, this property, Hammock Cove, is adjacent to Devil's Bridge National Park. But it's within walking distance. Again, one of the attractions. If you decide that, you know, you want to try something to eat off property or explore off property, like the restaurants are only a 25-minute drive away. During the day, the resort offers tours via Pink Panther Safari. It's a jeep-based island excursion led by local women. Today also they had it came right to the, cove where the resort is. A catamaran sailing.
Ooh,
it was
nice.
4 hours. You got to visit a local beach and such. So so you felt like you didn't even leave the resort because it just came and picked you up.
Nice.
It was really, really nice. So the service is very there's no buffet meals or poolside entertainment. All the restaurant meals are offered a la carte. Sandwiches, drinks can be ordered from the beach or poolside loungers. It's very nice. Like, the staff are very warm and attentive. They're not overbearing. You do get, when you arrive, a small Nokia phone to access the ambassador, which is essentially a butler, and who's available 24/7 for room service or restaurant reservations. Daily housekeeping and turn down service. So they take care of you. Like, you, you don't have to worry about that. The only thing I would maybe point out, it's situated on a cliffside cove and stairs leading up and down to the beach and the pools. So guests with mobility issues may not be able to fully access all the resort services and, amenities. So, just to keep that in mind. But there is a beautiful spa. I've already been to it. Great, great facial. A really well-equipped gym. All the equipment seemed very new and clean and everything you could want. And there is enough for you to feel that you are fully catered to, even though it's a quiet resort.
Mm-hmm. Well, it all sounds just wonderful. Any plans in the next few days to explore?
It always is good to, you know, wander around and kind of feel like going into St. John's and such. Again, with it being Christmas, you just have to be mindful of business operation hours, because we're coming up to New Year's Eve and, Sunday. It's, you know, usually most Caribbean islands are very religious. They like to enjoy their church services and such. So, yeah, but, you know, you don't feel like you need to get out there. There's lots of things you could do, like catamaran sailing,
like
fishing, snorkeling and zip lining. And you can all book that through the concierge, which is, here as well.
You make a good point about traveling over the holiday season, that in a lot of destinations, Christmas, everything's closed. Even on a Sunday, everything's closed. So you got to keep that in mind if you're thinking that you're going to go out and be doing things.
Absolutely. Yeah. Because we don't want you to be disappointed in not being able to do something, but it is a small island and they do really, and I've been to different, lucky in my life, been to different Caribbean islands over Christmas, and they do really like shut down. And rightfully so. They should enjoy their time too.
Yeah, absolutely. It all sounds amazing. And next time we chat, we'll look forward to what else you have to share about the island of Antigua.
Perfect. That sounds wonderful.
Enjoy your stay and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. All the best.